B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, boy. We'll get to Julian Edelman here soon enough. But
he's got to be so jelly that Kronk is down there with Tom.
Yeah, but I think he's good now. I think he was. Yeah, I think he was. Quick update here on Julian Edelman. He just put a post up on Twitter.
Oh, these are the best.
The night is darkest just before the dawn, and I promise you, the dawn is coming. And it's a picture of he and Cam Newton. Julian is dressed up as Batman. Cam is dressed up as Superman.
Wow.
So he's on Team Cam.
Yeah.
I don't see him posting stuff with Team Hoyer.
Yeah. There's Stid.
You still want Hoyer starting?
If there's a game in 3 days, no, I think Cam's starting.
That was last week. Things are moving fast here.
Last Thursday when I talked to you, I said if there's a game in 3 days, Hoyer's your starting.
And I didn't think that was a crazy thing to
so
say.
You've had, what, almost another whole week of work here where you got four practices and Cam's turned a corner.
1 week and
another guy's hurt.
4 week, you know. Ramp up is a lot.
One guy stood out, Jim. One guy has it. You go with the hot hand.
What's Hoyer done? Hoyer hasn't done anything. He's been good. He's been the same accounts, right?
He doesn't bring the energy, Jim. There's no energy.
He's been steady.
He hasn't been, you know.
Steady Eddie.
Talking smack to the defense and yucking it up with an offensive lineman like Cam has. I mean, Cam brings the energy, bud. Big differential.
Okay.
Doesn't it seem like the energy is maybe a little too much? Like, it's a little too much with the energy.
A little forced.
Or the people are talking about it, too. Yeah. Like, that's all anyone's talking about. Yeah. Look at all this energy with Cam Newton. Wow, look at all this energy he's bringing. Like, that's all they're saying.
That's his point.
It's
when bleep hits the fan, you're going to be the same? Right.
Yeah. That energy means nothing when you're down by 20, you know, in the third quarter. Or you're on a two-game losing streak. We'll see how that energy. Then it'll look like, you know, it'll be too much. Like, tone down the energy. We're on a two-game losing streak.
Remember the Belichick documentary? Now, this was 2009, too, when he screamed at sales. I've never been called punk before in my career. And they were dancing around after kickoff, and I guess the Colts came back and scored twice real quick. And the Patriots are still winning comfortably at the end of the game. Belichick freaked on him for dancing around. Music was playing, and stopped dancing around like a bunch of punks.
Sometimes I think though Bill likes a little bit of a player that has that
balance.
Like if you're gonna have a bunch of football players, you got to balance it out with the born again Christians, right? You can't have sprinkled those guys in there. Then you got to have
you need nut jobs to run down under the kick. Christians are running down under the kickoffs. Okay?
Right.
I need a little whack guy wacko who wants to jump off cliffs and dive out of planes.
But you got to have a balance.
He ain't got no problem. If he wants to see Jesus, he's gonna see him right around the corner.
Think about that. Without Tom, you know, is Stid an energetic guy? Does he command a presence?
No.
Who on the offense does? So part of Bill's probably thinking
nobody really.
There was one guy, I think back in the day, I think Bill felt like, you know, Brian Cox. He thought, okay, Brian Cox doesn't ever shut up. I love Brian Cox. Phenomenal player. But I think he liked that there was a little bit of edge, a little bit of cockiness, a little bit of a verbal kind of, he just was always talking, that I think maybe he felt like was needed.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe I think Bill probably likes that to a degree. to a degree, but then it could be like, okay, now it's, you know, that's, it's too much.
Okay, so the serious stuff now, as we just talked about Edelman's post, you're basically a Boston guy now, Quincy, and sort of moving around the city and that, but
pretty much
you've been out on the harbor net. So I took the boat out this past weekend and made our way down to Hingham. One thing I noticed is the water's really cold in Boston Harbor and down that way towards the South Shore. And the beaches are different, a little more rockier. I mean, you got to pick your spots to get to where you could get some good sand in that.
Yes.
And what I noticed, the water's really darker, which scares the hell out of me because you can't see anything below you.
Because dark means deep, right? I
mean, yeah, deep, dark, cold. Again, okay, so that means no shark, right? Because there's no seals. So I still won't get in the water where I can't see it. And I still got to get in tight enough to I need 2 feet of water to where I could get in. I will not swim in water. Right?
You're kidding me.
So,
You're on the harbor. You know what? You're hot. You won't just jump off the boat?
Oh, hell no. I'll get down a ladder and get up quick, but you're not jumping in. You don't want any noise. You don't say, hey, I'm here off a boat. Come bite me.
Okay. Okay.
That one time, Ted. Just need that one dumbass that strays around.
Okay. Just don't wear anything shiny. That's watch.
Don't wear this watch, which scares me now. I'm going to leave my watch home next time.
I would think, fish are attracted to shiny things. I would think they also extends to sharks.
You've been to South Shore beaches and that. So I think the next hit's coming down there. Somewhere
you're predicting
there. North Plymouth to Cohasset. Yes.
Okay.
Tom usually goes to the beach in Cohasset and that, but you had some interesting takes on hammerheads. That's one thing you want to do.
Well, it's one of those bucket list things. I would love to. I'd love to go diving at the Galapagos Islands.
Those are just fun to say. Galapagos Islands.
Islands. Yeah. It's it's hard to get to. So a lot of the coral is still very vibrant and alive because it hasn't been stepped on by people.
Okay.
But they have every year a migration of hammerheads. They go right by the Galapagos Islands, and so you, as a scuba diver, it's one of those deals where if you're there during the migration, you will swim with hundreds of hammerhead sharks.
See, I'd like to go to an aviary where doves fly around or something, like birds.
Yeah.
But birds can end up attacking you. See, but then you get thinking, like, what's the worst way you could die? Like, I watched Jurassic Park this weekend again with my kids. And the one scene when a T-Rex gets out of the thing and doesn't eat the goat, and the one guy, it's a lawyer, he goes in the hit the head, and he's hiding in that bathroom.
Yeah.
And then the dinosaur comes down, bites him in half, and you die that way.
You're done. Like, a shark can drag you down to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but it's still got to be painful, right?
Well, I think that
razors,
would be awful.
Razors on your legs, ripped apart.
I think
salt,
that'd be an awful way to die. Yeah.
Salt getting in there.
Yeah.
What about being in the woods, bear? Like, what are most of your calls saying at night?
I'm team shark. Jones is team bear.
What do you mean, Jones? What do you mean? What do you team? What?
Like, I'm team shark. As in, I would rather not. I'd rather not be face to face with a shark.
I agree with that.
The sharks are more dangerous. You know, if you're in the water.
I think I could.
Having a shark bite you and bleeding out in the ocean sounds like the worst thing ever.
Sounds like hell. Salt water, right?
Yeah.
I'd take my chances with a bear.
Me too. Well,
I told you a story too. I want to beat the hell out of a moose. I was out in the wild and there was a moose going to attack. I think I could defend myself.
Yeah. Well, I think so too. But you know, they can be aggressive if you upset them. You know, the bear thing is to me. Give me my chances with a bear. Right, because what do they say about a grizzly? If you can do what? How do you? What's the best way to survive a grizzly bear attack?
I thought it was make yourself look bigger.
I thought it was just play dead, right?
I thought it was just like get the ball, don't move.
Just like, you know, you can't do that with a shark. A shark, you ball up, that's not, you're not.
I thought it was
anybody.
Just slap it in the face, watch it run away.
See, but that shark, the shark attack is going to happen because they're going to hit. They've already decided they're going to hit you. So that hit is coming from underneath. You're not going to see it. The bear, at least, you could hear.
Maybe.
Smell.
Yeah.
And it'll give you a chance. It'll give you a chance. Can I jump in a tree? Can I get to that tree? Is there a stick by me? Do I have a gun on me? You've got time against a bear. You don't have time against the shark.
I couldn't agree more. I feel like there's a similar kind of approach to how it is with an alligator. You know what you're told to do if an alligator attack tries to chase you?
What?
Zigzag.
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah. Because they can only run in a straight line.
They can't turn right.
They're stupid.
Now, a bear can, but I'm thinking, you know, if you just zigzag, I think it'll be harder for the bear to. It's like, what's he, you know? I think it'd be you could really fool the bear by zigzagging like you would trying to escape an alligator.
Jeez, I learn something on the show every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't put mayonnaise on your Italian sandwich.
Well, there's.
And if an alligator is coming after you, zigzag run.
That, and then, but it's also one of the best movie scenes that you'll ever see. One of the best special effects ever with a grizzly bear was in the movie. Do you know the movie?
Great Outdoors.
Revenant.
Thank you, Christian.
What Great Outdoors is good too.
Very different movies, but yeah. But The Revenant.
They shot that bear in the ass in The Great Outdoors. That was fun.
Was Revenant where the guy, what's his name?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He had sex with the bear, right?
That is not.
Bear had sex Revenant. With him, though.
So. Yeah. I mean, it not really, but I mean, he had his way.
Is this on Netflix?
The Revenant? No, it's not on Netflix. It's on demand, though. You can get it on demand. Greatest bear scene you will ever see. It is it's amazing. He gets attacked by a grizzly bear. And you'll see what he does to survive that grizzly attack. You got to do the same thing. You got to play possum.
Okay. We got calls on this, actually. 617-779-0985. Jesus. Let's go to, Mike. What's up, Mike? You're up next on Sports Hub.
Zo, I like you in two rounds against the bear, man. I got a suggestion for you. Three rounds? Okay, I'll take that easy money. We got wicked sharks from Shark Week that synops the all like the Cape activity with great white sharks. Give it a watch.
Okay.
That was it, man. Love the show.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Keep moving here. All right, let's go to
check that out.
Let's go to Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you guys are out of your minds. First of all, do you think you can outrun a bear?
No, I didn't say I never said I can outrun a bear.
What do you think your chances are better?
Is a bear swimming a shark?
Is a bear going to sneak attack you? A shark sneak attacks you.
Bears are hunters. They absolutely would sneak attack you. Moreover, at least you get hit by a shark.
Sharks are hunters, too.
The fear that you would have being chased by a bear in the woods, you'd much rather be dead. I'm telling you, you guys are insane.
What, so you're saying you'd rather be attacked by a shark. You like your chances like with a shark better than a bear?
Well, it's going to be quick. It's going to be done.
Okay.
A bear? Yeah, come on. Okay. So you guys are nuts.
But you're basically saying you don't have a chance in either scenario, which I think if you had to pick one scenario over the other, I would take my chances with the surviving a bear attack.
All right. Chris wants to talk about Galapagos Islands. What do you got, Chris?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Galapagos. It was Cocos Island, which is halfway between Costa Rica and the Galapagos. All
right. Sorry about that. My idiot phone screener wrote something else.
Fact checking me.
No, but if you're scuba diving, a shark is not going to bother you. I was 6 feet away from like a 6 foot shark, and it just like looked at me like, oh, you're too much work.
But there's
but I'll take my chance against a shark more than a bear.
Okay. But what people need to understand, my friend, is that there's different sharks. Or like I've scuba dived, you have white tip, you have reef shark, nurse sharks, you have black tip, you have
blue,
you know,
and bull are the most aggressive.
They're not; those aren't aggressive sharks.
But so bull shark is.
Bull shark is.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Tiger and bull shark, man.
Tiger and bull shark. If I was to come around a
big stupid
coral reef and I saw a bull shark or a tiger shark, I would turn or go the other way, man. The other right. sharks, they're not as aggressive.
A shark bit Ted once. Chipped a tooth. Yeah?
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
The dumbest joke ever. Yeah. Continuous talk on the other side. 617-779-0985. Can't even spit out the numbers. I would take my chances with the bear. I would. Ted would take his with the shark, probably. Your call's on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dude, I saw Def Leppard with Matt Chatham.
Back to a time and place. Did you really?
2 years ago, REO Speedwagon and Def Leppard played the Tweeter Center, which is Great Woods now or something.
I'm a big REO Speedwagon fan.
Hell yeah.
It was Great Woods.
It was Great
Woods. Then it was Tweeter.
Then it was Tweeter.
Now it's Xfinity.
That's now it's Xfinity.
That's kind of a random coupling, is it not?
It's great. Chatham blew out his knee, had major knee surgery that day, showed up on crutches. By the end of the night, he's walking on that leg with a brace on with me. I'm carrying him, and he's smoking butts, cigarettes.
Good boy.
Like,
love it.
Brings it out, man.
Good for Chatham. Just lighting Dog Rockets up, taking in a little Def Leppard. I love Ario Speedwagons. They're all, what, 85 years old now?
Doesn't matter.
Great. Love it. Yep. Love Ario Speedwagon.
All right, let's get right back to these Shark versus Bear calls. Loaded if you can't get through. Keep calling 617-779-0985. Tom's got a shark story here. What do you got, Tom?
Hey, guys. So my story is we went to Hawaii about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And while we were in Maui, we did a swim with the sharks thing. And so this guy takes you about 5 miles off the coast of Maui, and you jump in a cage that he chummed up.
Oh, Jesus. Doesn't that too far?
No. The waves were, there were white caps and stuff, and it was a little rough. Like, the kids didn't want to go in the cage.
I don't blame them.
And, but I made them go in because it was $175 a head. So,
there you go.
You're getting in the damn cage, kid.
Oh, yeah. So the guy says, there's a 3-foot plastic barrier around the cage. So I'm thinking 3 foot outside the cage.
Right, correct.
So I got my arm out the cage with my camera, and I'm taking pictures of the sharks. They're like 3 feet from me. And I'm thinking there's a plastic barrier out there. Well, I'm taking a picture of one shark, and his fin hits my hand. And I let go of the camera. The camera goes away. And I almost crap myself. I go to the top. I say, hey, you said there was a 3-foot barrier. He goes, yeah, around the top 2 feet of the cage.
Oh,
I'm like, that would have been helpful information. So about a year, 2 years later, on the Discovery Channel, there's a guy doing a stunt. He's jumping out of a plane into a cage in the middle of the ocean in Maui, surrounded by sharks. So I'm like, oh, this will be interesting. It was the guy that did the tour for us on the that we took. And the guy barely made it into the cage. You got to look it up online. The guy hits the cage so hard. Otherwise, he was in with the sharks. It was wild.
Sounds like a hell of a stunt. Appreciate the story.
You got it. I mean, imagine that. It's kind of cool. You jump out of a plane and you land in this
sounds like, great.
10 by 10 cage.
Yeah.
With sharks all around. Yeah. That's impressive.
All right. Let's go to Sig. Sig up in Vermont. What's up?
Hey, I got a great video for you on YouTube.
Okay.
So these folks are out doing a whale watch, and they're having a lot of fun watching this baby orca kind of play with a boat.
Until?
And in the distance, they see a great white heading right at the baby orca. Yeah. And the next thing you know, mama orca just all of a sudden out of nowhere comes out and just annihilates this great white. Great action scene.
I think I've seen this, yeah. This one's where they supposedly start. The orcas are so smart, they eat the livers now out of the great whites.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look that up. You want to have some fun, go down some weird... I tell you what, look up that, and then look up the raccoon playing with the monkeys. You want to have some fun on the YouTube. All right?
Okay, sounds
all right,
great.
See you, Sig.
Yeah, bye. Right.
Very cool to see all that play out in person.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Right. Yeah.
Let's go to Wes. What's up, Wes?
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
So I was calling in during Shark Week. I was watching TV, and they were showing just how, like, great white, like, attack these seals. And so they have this drone up in the air so you could see the great white and see the seal. And I've seen the Revenant. So, like, getting attacked by a grizzly seems about probably the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. But how fast these sharks can find the seal and then have the seal in its mouth. Like, you would have no chance.
No chance.
No chance.
I agree. You get hit from the bottom at the speed that they hit with.
Yeah, you're not out swimming that shark.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. That's a thing. They hit from the bottom, and it's like 30 miles an hour strike. No thanks.
I mean, they launch 10 feet.
You don't know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why you got to stay out of water, people. You don't need this. You got to get rid of this damn seals down at Cape.
What about kayak? Would you go kayaking out Boston Harbor?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, in the harbor,
okay.
Too much boat traffic. They don't come
back. But you wouldn't. So you would jump off the side of the boat in the Boston Harbor?
Oh, hell no. I've actually done it.
Yuck.
Over by. You think I'm kidding? You know, there's this diamond thing in the water over by the Museum of Science there for the kids.
Yeah.
And we were in there, going back in there. It's right outside the Intercontinental where the little tall ships are.
Under the water?
About a Barker crab.
Yeah, there's a little circle in some boats. Yeah,
I jump in the water there.
Yeah.
I'm swimming around there. Then I remember there was reports of toxic stuff being spilled.
Ooh,
I can see that. Spit the water out, but it gets in your ears.
Yeah. Maybe some old dead bodies floating around from the old North End.
That was a problem.
Whitey Bulger days.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Not good.
Okay, let's go to Zach. You're up next here. On
you're doing great with the phones.
What's
the
up,
way,
Zach?
Thanks. I love you, man. But this whole you think you could take a moose? I just don't see it. Yeah. A family that lives up in Maine, right?
Yeah.
And they actually have a permit. One of my aunts actually has a permit to hunt moose. And you have to, if you take one down, they are so big and so massive, you have to skin it right there in the woods. You can't drag it out. It's
right.
physically impossible.
I'm just saying, like, his legs are so long and skinny, and the mouth on that thing looks like one of those punching bags, you know, those warm-up bags you box with.
Yeah.
Well, it's true story, swear to God. This is, my dad told me this. When he was probably about 12 years old, him, my uncle, and his uncle, and his father were out hunting, right? They were hunting deer. And my dad and my uncle ended up getting surrounded by a moose family. And my uncle looked at my dad. He goes, George, you start running and you just run all the way home. He goes, you'll hear me shoot, but don't turn around. Because his uncle knew that if they stopped and tried to, stand the ground, whatever, the moose would, mess them up bad. I love you, man, but...
All right.
Okay.
I love you, too.
So don't underestimate the moose at the end of the day.
God, that's the point. Don't underestimate the moose. Okay. So we've gotten a lot of shark stories. I need a couple. Okay, we got a bear one here. Let's go to Mike. Mike wants to talk about a bear attack. Okay, good. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
Listen, the Revenant scene is amazing, but if you've never seen the movie Backcountry... came out in 2014. It's an independent film. It's a good movie, but there's one bear scene that is so realistic and so jarring that if you like the Revenant scene, you have to watch it. It'll make your skin crawl, but it's the most realistic bear attack movie you'll ever see in your life, and it's based on a true story.
That's shocking.
So I thought I'd share.
It's called, in the name of the movie, is it Backwoods? Yeah. I think that's what he said.
You ever see Deliverance?
Of course.
Good movie.
Of course, but that scene in The Revenant to me is about as good as you'll ever find as far as like special effects. I mean, it's like you really think he's being attacked by that bear.
See, the phenomenal. Cool things for me too now, these sharks are getting pushed northward. Because we normally they all stick around the Cape. Now you're starting to get them North Shore, getting up there in New Hampshire, Maine. Maine had a bad attack about a month ago.
Wouldn't you say this summer compared to last summer, it's been kind of just pretty quiet as far as shark sightings and such?
Oh, no, they're everywhere in the Cape now.
Okay.
I mean, it's all up and down.
Well, I thought it was more of a frenzy last year.
We'll check the numbers on that.
We had a fatality here in the Cape last year, right?
We did.
Did we this year?
This year, too.
Called that.
Oh, do we? Gotcha.
Called it.
Okay.
Okay, we got to go. We got to go to this guy, Justin. He's got one for Huntington Beach. Okay. What do you got?
Hey, so yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going? Love the show.
What's up?
So I grew up in the Marshall Islands, which it's a military base west of Hawaii, between Hawaii and Japan. And growing up there, there wasn't much to do, only 2 miles long, half a mile wide. So we'd always take out boats, go fishing, just hang out on the local islands. One time we were just playing football, tossing the ball on top of the off the boat, catching it.
Yeah.
Ball went over my brother's head. And my other friend was actually fishing off the bow of the boat. He was throwing chum in the water. Sure enough, about a couple black tip sharks circled around. He's swimming back. You see the fin out of the water coming right after him. He ended up kicking it in the face, got all scratched up, but pretty intense story.
Okay, so don't play football on a boat.
Or
thanks.
Just don't throw chum out in the water.
Well, I mean, that's...
And then dive in for the football.
I wouldn't swim when there's chum.
Good.
Doesn't make
good
sense.
Advice. Good advice.
Chum smells too. Could you imagine cleaning that chum bucket?
The black tip shark though, it's not gonna hurt you.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Not that I can sit there and differentiate between a black tip and a tiger and a bull and I think I know what a great white would look like.
Oh yeah.
Tiger sharks are big too.
All right, let's go to Josh. He's got a couple bear stories here. What do you got, Josh?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, bud.
Been a while since I got to talk to you.
Whoa. This is Alaska, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's from Alaska. Yep. I was watching Bush People the other night.
Right on. That's pretty chill. So I was thinking that bears are way worse just because I would be terrified of the drowning with the shark, but the bear, you get to feel his claws, his mouth. You get to hear him.
Chomp
on
you.
You crack yourself. You can crack yourself when you hear one of them when they're growling or rowdy. I've shot 9 of them, so I've been, and 5 of those were in defense for life and property where he was killing me or I was going to kill him.
Oh, wow.
It's scary.
My feeling really is it's illegal unless you have your fear for your life, then by all means, shoot the bear.
So why is it?
Is it grizzly bears?
Why is it illegal to shoot a shark then? Like the protected great white? If I fear for my life and I'm in the water, why can't I shoot the shark?
You should be able to.
If
your life is
like that. Can you even shoot a shark?
Self-defense.
You got to get the tank in its mouth and then shoot the tank. That's what you have to do.
Now the bears.
Hey, I volunteered to come down there and shoot them from a helicopter.
That'd be great.
What kind of bears do you?
Thanks,
are
Josh.
You shooting?
I'm sorry, I dropped him.
It's got to be grizzly bear, right?
Yeah, I think it's more black bear.
Are they aggressive?
No, brown bear. It's brown bear in Alaska. Okay. Alaska, I think. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, they're very aggressive. They rip your rip your home apart.
Not black bears though.
They come looking for food.
Okay.
I think they got all kind of bears there. Yeah, it's Alaska.
It's Alaska.
Yeah.
Nothing else other than bears.
Fly him in. He shoot it from the helicopter. I like that, Arcan. All right. Arcan Hub headline. Got a quick Red Sox question for you here. John Heyman had an interesting tweet regarding a certain Red Sox player that he put a percentage on to being traded prior to the deadline, which is coming fast. Mm-hmm. Do that real quick next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ted's request, Mario.
Favorite Mario.
Time for me to fly, huh?
You know, there's a scene, the opening scene, it's in season 3.
This takes you to Ozarks, right?
Season 3, episode 2. I'm almost positive. 2 or 3. Is it Laura Linney, the actress in the Jason Bateman and Laura Linney?
So we were in the restroom.
She sings the song.
We were in a restroom together.
And it's like, there's something spellbound. You're just mesmerized by it.
Yeah. Something mesmerized you. You told me in the bathroom in the Charles River
when
you were driving down it. You saw something, and I thought it was going to be shark related.
No,
based off our discussion.
Yeah,
you don't have to tell me what you saw, but
I was
that mesmerized you too.
But I wonder if there's anybody out there that's listening that maybe saw the same thing I did.
A traffic stopper, huh?
It was, and I don't know if you've ever just kind of just
how big was the boat.
About a
37, 43.
It's about a 30-foot boat, maybe a little bigger. But if you were, I don't know, 4 Sundays ago, driving down Stroll Drive at around 7 o'clock,
like you see it every
and Sunday. you looked out at the Charles River, and you saw what I saw, you would never forget it.
Okay. Well, my boy Beetle saw something last night, and he was very upset. And Beetle's not here today. He'll be back tomorrow. Chris Cotillo, masslive.com. Had this regarding John Heyman. John Heyman now is putting numbers on 20%, 30%, 40% of guys are going to get traded. He's getting that from somewhere. John's pretty good with this stuff. So per John Heyman, writes Cotillo last night on Twitter, there's a 20% chance that Xander Bogaerts is traded before Monday and a 25% chance that J.D. Martinez is dealt.
I'd trade J.D. Martinez in a heartbeat.
You said something interesting to me during the break because I said, hey, we're going to talk about Bogaerts here. He said, what does it say about the team that Bogaerts is the number one superstar on it? That's how much trouble they're in.
That's
not a shot at Bogaerts because I think he's a fantastic player.
He's a damn good player.
He's sort of like an under the radar star.
But is he Mookie Betts? Is he that kind of?
No, he's not Mookie Betts.
He's a very good.
He's got a great contract.
He's got a good contract. I mean, look, but if he's the untouchable,
right?
What does that say about your roster?
Well, hold on for a second. So, Jim, when is Bogaerts' opt out? 2 years? So he's probably potentially, if things don't change here, is there going to be an opt out by him? Now, is Heyman hearing this for maybe the agent or the team? Probably more so the agent. And then the question becomes, is Bogaerts not happy here? I hope that's not the case. I mean, the way they've been playing lately, I mean, they've winning some more games lately. But go back 2 weeks ago, it's like, it's the pits, man. And he was the only guy looking forward to coming to the park, having fun, losing to the Yankees. He even said that. Hey, we at least had fun today. But, man, it's like dejected. And I know Peter Abraham had some stuff about Bogaerts being dejected a couple times after games.
I don't think there's a quick fix for this. So this isn't, I don't think all the money in the world, even right. if they're able to, you know, have a lot of money, if they reset and they're able to spend money next year, I don't think that's going to fix the problem. I think there's the problems here are so deep rooted,
right?
You can keep Bogaerts, but I don't think it's going to, I would rather keep him if you can, but I just think if you can get a huge haul for him.
I think there's a middle.
He's definitely tradable.
A huge hole is a starting pitcher in American League, right? That's a huge hole. And you're hurting at the in the rotation.
And Chris Sale's not going to be back next year.
Probably be back somewhat. What's Erod going to be? What if he doesn't get cleared? But you're still going to be able to. I mean, he's got 2 years left, and then he can opt out. So if you think ultimately he's going to opt out, by the time we get back to what we want to do, and if this is Heinblum's plan and hitting rock bottom and rebuilding the whole system from bottom up, see what you can get for the guy now. But how much will you alienate your freaking fan base? And that's Beatles' point. You know what? You trade him, and he went at John Henry on Twitter. You leave town, too. And maybe this is part of the plan. Maybe he's getting ready to sell the team. Who knows? But why would you sell when it's not good? You sell when it's high, right?
I think it's going to take a long time to get back there.
They've brought you four championships here.
They've mismanaged the money, so they have,
the problem is it's bad. When it's bad, it's bad here, Ted. There's no steady contending. You know what I mean? It's either you're all in or it's down.
And that's frustrating. Wouldn't you rather have a team that's just kind of consistently kind of, you know what you're getting year in, year out? There's a philosophical kind of understanding of what they're trying to do.
I think there's some to that because I think Mr. Kraft told Felger and Maz that on Radio Roke. I think it was the New York Super Bowl. So I think it was Seattle and Denver, if I remember. They had him on, and he said, or maybe it was down in New Orleans. I think it was New Orleans, the San Francisco-Baltimore one. So we want to put out a contender every year where we want to be good enough to know we can contend. I think that's good for the fan base. Not we're all in to win this year. We're going to load up. Like I think the question was posed, would you rather load up or have a contending sort of a contending team that can play every year. And I think he went with that. Like, it's fair to the fan base. You don't want a loser.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than that. Like, there's no attention to the Red Sox right now as far as the games. We're talking about big picture, about them keeping, one of their most dynamic players.
Do you think that the players want to play here? Do you think free agents? I know money, it's, obviously if you're going to throw money at a player, they'll come here. But
David Price, go where the money is. J.D. Martinez couldn't get money.
But J.D. Martinez, does he really want to be here? Did David Price really want to be here? Did Mookie Betts want to? What is it that don't want to stay here in Boston? It's frustrating. It frustrates me with the Celtics. They can't get big-name free agents to come here. It frustrates me with the Red Sox. You can't get these, these great players to want to sign second contracts here.
I could change it for the Celtics, though. Yeah, I think the Kyrie stuff hurt them. Kyrie really put a bad. You had an interesting comment earlier. I want you to go back to that.
I'll find it.
Kyrie kind of tarnished that, but then you get a guy like Kemba Walker, and if this team goes deep,
right,
you need one more piece. And I know Hayward's here, but I don't view Hayward as a $30-35 million a max guy. What I mean?
But let's take that Celtics team that before, like when Kevin Garnett came here. Now he was traded.
He's traded.
And then he changed. And then you know, people wanted to come play.
He got around Paul, but you had Paul here. So you had Pierce, and then they brought in Ray. So, I mean, you started to get good pieces.
And they embraced the tradition. They embraced the history. And it worked for them. You know, I just don't see a Red Sox player. You know, those early 2000 teams, those guys embraced the Red Sox tradition, the history. And everybody loved them for it. I don't see the modern-day baseball player embracing that tradition that we all want and hope that they will embrace when they get here. A lot of these guys that come here, they don't want to deal with the fans. They don't want to deal with the pressure. They don't want to deal with the media criticism. There's a lot of guys that aren't cut out for that.
They don't want the flash. They don't want the pizzazz. It's all numbers-based thing now. Everything's percentages and, you know, vorps. Or, I don't know. I don't give a care about that crap. Can a guy play or not? You want just give a San Diego now play. What's his name? Titus Jr.? Jim, what's his name? Fernando Titus Jr.? Is that his name?
Tatis.
Great calls by Don Arcillo, by the way. Fernando Tatis Jr.! I didn't think he was going to... He had this catch the other day. Or he was playing... He got out the third... down out the left field. Jim, did you see that catch he had? It was unbelievable. The defensive guy. He's one hell of an offensive guy.
Loves baseball.
Hits ding-dongs all day.
I'm trying to figure out on this team who...
I hit dingers. Like, that's what you want in baseball. You want flash, you want pizzazz.
There's one guy on this team that I feel like...
Verdugo!
Okay, if it's the new guy, I mean, that's what is that saying? But there's one guy who's, I think, is the one who embraced the tradition, loves the town, loves everything that comes with it, but he's injured, and that's Chris Sale. Chris Sale, I think, partly got a big contract.
Did he embrace it, or did he just tell you everything you want to hear?
Hey, okay.
He gives you good sound.
Zo, you're the first person. Okay, I've always thought that. I thought, you know what? He knows what he's doing here. He's saying all the right things. After when they won the World Series, he did not finish that season strong, but he got paid a ton of money because he pumps up how much he likes being here. I think that's part of it. But fake it till you make it. I mean, but it felt like the guy enjoys playing here, and he's a star player. It's frustrating when these star players, Mookie Betts, JD Martinez, doesn't seem like they embrace all that comes with being a player here in Boston. That's too bad.
All right. It's been a fun show. Today's takeaways are next, and then we will exit for the Felger Maserati program. Ted, it's been fun. We'll wrap it up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give
it to me. We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give me the stuff. That sweet, funky stuff. Yeah. Hey. All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by our good friends at Wake 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for that in-person consultation, you're in luck. All locations, 6 of them right now, taking on new clients in person, or they will do it virtually still, if that is comfortable for you. Mm-hmm. Check it all out at Wake180WeightLoss.com. Ted, good job today, buddy. That's fun.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Named by Christian Arcan.
That was all me.
A little Italian friend from the North End, half Italian.
Well, that was when we first worked together 2 Christmases ago. That was they had graphics. NBC Sports Boston had graphics up of Meathead. I thought it was
they fun. Fear the Meathead radio. They fear ex athletes coming on and taking over like real good radio guys. Yeah. You know, we're called threats.
It's all the Syracuse guys. You know, they spent a lot of money to go to those fancy schools to get a degree.
Or CSB,
And they don't like us coming in. And
I went to the same fancy school you went to, Ted.
You did, attaboy. Colorado Buff. I'll be on your show with Christian on Friday, by the way.
Nice. Okay, so we have time for one takeaway today. In wrestling terms, it's called a heel turn. The description of my shirt, the new Cam Newton.
It was so subtle. And so just...
It was subtle enough I didn't even notice it. Here you go. Quick story with this shirt. So I was down... I was at the...
it's amazing that he saw that right away.
South Shore Plaza. So I was down the mall. Went to the mall, had to get a couple things, some birthday presents. So one of my buddies, a guy I know, has a collectible shop there. And he said, hey, so come on in, pick a shirt. So I love the Patriots logo. I look quickly at it. I said, oh, that's a cool, you know, enlarged logo. So I said, I'll just take that shirt. He gave me a shirt, hooked it up. And I've worn this shirt probably 5 or 6 times. I just thought it's a regular Patriots logo. Mm. And you can see it's tweaked a little bit to where you got damn glasses.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of the dreads hanging down.
Yep. More of his profile.
More of his profile, right. Morphed into the Flying Elvis. So my dad goes, hey, Dad, that's Cam Newton. I said, what are you talking about, Cam Newton? He goes, look. I said, oh, my God, it is. Because you've seen the Flying Elvis so many times, you just kind of breeze by.
I would have, 100 times, I would have just thought it was the Flying Elvis.
I say my dad said that? My dad didn't
You did
say that.
You did say that.
Can't say
Give
that.
Me your son.
Yeah. My son said that.
All right, Pete.
It's like, hey.
Mr. Zolak.
Cam Newton. And my son wants a Cam Newton jersey now.
I guess the Stidham profile wouldn't be as
I got to go to good. A pro show.
That's what you got to do, man.
Edelman's in on it now. Sorry, Hoy. Sorry, Stid. It's Batman time. It's Superman time.
Can you imagine how that was like when all the quarterbacks were texting all the receivers at the beginning of this process?
He wants to throw. Yeah,
well, you know, I threw a Hoyer yesterday, Cam. I mean, I'm kind of busy. Stidham asked. I'm double booked. I got Stidham and Cam. Sorry, Hoyer. I can't throw with you a catch for you today. That'd be interesting. It's going to be fascinating, man. So, I can't wait. 3 weeks away.
Bruins tonight. Fantastic sports schedule for this week. Lots of playoff games. This is what we live for.
What the hell? NBA. Why can't we be playing now? Why are we going to wait till Thursday?
That's what happens when you sweep someone's ass, Ted. You get all this time off. Yeah. Work on your golf game.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be Felger, Maz, and is that McCarthy? Yes!
Nick Takey.
So I guess Sleeves is continuing his vacation. So Jim Murray on vacation still. Felger and Maz with McTakey coming up next. Been fun. Good job, Art, man. Meatheads out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate
it. Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Josh Allen, his awareness and understanding that this is all about him, he needs to take that next step. He went from 52% completion percentage to 59 last year. Now he's got to go to 64, 65, 66. And if he can get in that range, then the Buffalo Bills, to me, with the rest of their roster, are the clear favorite in the AFC East. And when I look at the Patriots, and we're talking about Cam Newton here, one of the things I've noticed about Cam, more comfortable, ball coming out faster, the accuracy is still spotty at times. Balls behind receivers, balls over receivers' heads. Not something that we're accustomed to seeing in New England, obviously, because of the efficiency with which Tom Brady ran the offense. And it leads me to Peter's point about what's this offense going to look like, because it's not going to be the same. There are going to be some things, there are already some things that we're seeing in practice that are completely different than anything they ever ran with Tom Brady. I can't get into those things because we're banned from telling you that by the letter of the law that the Patriots give us when reporting practice. But let's just say it looks a little bit like Carolina and some of the things that they did with Cam Newton. And how does that change? And how does that change the way teams approach them? And I'll give you one more thing. Damian Harris, second-year running back out of Alabama, third-round pick last year, basically shelved for the entire season. It was a redshirt season. He looks outstanding.
Okay, that's Mike Giardi, NFL Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.